Good morning and welcome to Trending. I'm your host, Ben Rogers. I continue to meet with public officials from cities and counties to discuss budgets and other operations going on. Today, I'm visiting with Mayor John Martin. I about said my mayor because you are my mayor, and Chief of Police Danny Holmes from my favorite city, the city of Baxter. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
Always proud to have y'all here. I call y'all my people, but of course, the whole county is our people, but Baxter's my hometown. Thank God I'm there. I was away for 3 years, and I hated every minute of it. So I love my city of Baxter and the surrounding areas, and love the county as well. But glad y'all are here, Mayor. A lot's been going on this year. We know that's been crazy for everybody. How's COVID-19 affecting the city right now?
Well, we've got our city city hall back open. It was an adventure. All of our meetings are still on Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. We're doing that to protect everyone. We've also, as far as our city hall, we've installed glass barriers with the speakers for both of the front offices to protect our the two girls up front. And everything's working well right now. It's going okay.
So you've had to do some upgrades for meetings. To do some upgrades for operations. And I'm glad you brought that up because, of course, Chief, you and I are commissioners in this district. And, of course, we can't talk too much county because we don't want to break sunshine law. But you and I are in the district, and we're meeting again Monday night virtually, which – I guess is my decision since I'm chair, but I decided that because of the safety for us. There's 24 of us. You and I do not sit 6 feet apart in the commission chambers. So we're not socially distanced. And if I put half the commissioners out in the audience, it's just hard to communicate, and you got to put the voting out there. And so Mayor Porter and I talked, if this continues, either we're going to continue to meet virtually as long as the governor allows us, or we're going to have to pay for some upgrades to the chambers to make it where 24 commissioners can have a meeting.
I agree, Ben, and I agree with you 100%. I would love to meet back mm-hmm. in person. I miss that.
Sure.
But to be safe and do what the governor wants us to do, we will do it virtually.
Yep. And so far it's been okay. We've had a little bit of technical issue, but that was something out of our control. So it's not been bad, but we're going to pass the budget hopefully Monday night, and everybody has access to that meeting through the website, Putnam County website. Chief, how has COVID-19 affected the police station in Baxter?
Well, it's affected us about court.
Right.
We hadn't had court since March.
Right.
And the first time that we came back into the courtroom was in June, and luckily there wasn't a lot of people showed up. A lot of people paid their fines and their tickets before court, and it worked out really well. So we just had court in July,
right?
And not one person showed up for court.
Wow.
But we only had 16, on the docket.
Sure.
The rest of them had paid their fines.
Sure.
And so they'll be getting a letter from the state of Tennessee.
Okay. What have you told your officers about their daily operation? Has a lot changed because of this? Business as usual? I mean, how have y'all addressed that?
For the last 3 or 4 months, it's been, we've been very lenient, like other departments.
Sure.
And we don't want an officer sticking his head
right
inside of a car, and
right,
someone sneezes on him or
yeah,
coughs on him. And but we're getting back to normal.
Sure.
I'd love for the whole country to get back to normal.
Me too.
And everybody does. But the main thing is being safe. The cases are going up daily.
Right.
And so we're just being very careful. We are wearing our masks, and it's different. No doubt it's different, but I just hope this don't become the daily norm.
Okay. Well, me too. Maybe we keep praying, let's talk about budget, because it's budget time, of course, the council, now the council, who was Alderman,
right,
Board of Alderman, now the council, have they passed a budget?
Yes, they have.
So was that passed in June?
Yes, it was. The comptroller's already, it's in their hands, and everything's fine.
So the comptroller's office has it. They right, like what they see. Was there a tax increase or anything this year?
No tax increase.
Any highlights out of the budget? Were y'all able to, to add positions or anything like that, or y'all just kind of do status quo for?
We've been status quo. Of course, we had a for the past 4 years, every individual in Baxter's got an increase, a good increase.
Sure.
This year it was down a little bit, but we feel like that we've got to pay our people to have good people. And I'm a people person.
Yep.
I feel like that everyone deserves a raise every year if we can afford that. But as far as the way the revenue has come in for Baxter since the COVID, we've only had 1 month that was status quo from what it was last year, and every other month has been up considerably.
Are you surprised by that?
In one way, but the businesses we have, we've got a new Napa and we've got a new Speedway, and all the other businesses that we've had is really, really doing well. But the Napas, they're really happy with what's going on there, and we are too, because the revenue is really good for us.
Well, and I thought, you know, the revenue would probably be down, especially places like Baxter, where you got the truck stops there, and you got, of course, we got three convenience stores and gas now, which I never thought we'd have. And the travel went down because of this. And I thought we're going to take a hit, because a lot of people stop at exit 280, get gas, get something to eat, get something to drink, whatever. And I thought, but I saw the county numbers yesterday. I don't know if you have the numbers for May. We got an email from Mayor Porter, and it was up 4% from last year.
Right.
Sales tax was. And so people are still spending money, right. and that's what we want. So that's helped the budget, of course, in the city of Baxter. And, of course, you said raises. The county's on a step raise plan every year if we can afford it, which we're doing that again this year, hopefully, if it gets approved. That's the only thing we've got going in our budget that's an increase in our budget. Really, our budget overall is down from last year. Anything else coming out of the budget that's maybe different for City of Baxter?
Not really. Everything's pretty status quo.
How about capital projects? Y'all got any capital projects working right now?
Well, we've got we'll talk about Fiesta Cancun if you want to.
Sure, absolutely.
I know Fiesta Cancun, everyone's saying, I guess it's probably been 4 years ago, they bought 5 acres of property right at the interstate. And we also had another restaurant that was just getting ready to pull the trigger right at, well, it was a Taco Bell, mm-hmm. when COVID hit.
Right.
Of course, they kind of put that on hold, but Fiesta is getting ready to come to Baxter. Talked to them this morning and asked them if it was okay to mention this in this interview this afternoon. They said, sure.
Sure.
They love the schools. They even asked what they can do for the schools and all, so we're working on that. But they don't have a date yet. They couldn't give me a date, but we feel like it'll be pretty soon. And they're building a new home on Diddy Road. It's going to be probably 2 miles from where their restaurant's going to be. So that was in the plans also. So we're really looking forward to that, and we're also talking to another good restaurant. We feel like that's going to happen. I know people want the restaurants.
Sure.
I do. It's good revenue, but everyone eats.
Yeah. It's well, and we love coming to Cookeville, no doubt, but when you can just go to Baxter and
right.
eat something, what you're looking for at Cookeville, it's convenience.
That's right.
And it helps the city out. Of course, that should mean more sales tax for the city, you know, because you have more people staying in there to eat. So that's going to obviously help the budget for next year. And I'm sure y'all are already thinking about next year's budget. One thing I noticed y'all have done the last few months is you were able to sell one of the buildings the city owned.
Right.
Did the old water department, is that where they used to be? What was in that building before?
The street building.
Street, okay.
Right.
So y'all decided to sell it. Was it just something, good timing, decide to sell this building?
Well, we built a new street building.
Okay.
We built it on Elmore Town Road. It's a good facility, but we sold the building that we had for $50,000. And my understanding, the people that bought it is going to demolish the building. They've got some – I've talked to them about a few things, and they're trying to figure out really what they want to put there, but they've got some good ideas.
Good.
So they said it would be an asset to the appearance of our city on that to tear that down and go ahead and build a new building.
Now, is the city got any other plans to sell any buildings that you can talk about?
Not at this time.
Well, of course, it's a small city, but it's, you know, you're always looking to expand or improve, and that's probably one of the ways to do it. So that's good news if they're going to, because there's a nice painting on the building,
right?
But that's about it. It's right. Kind of old, and I'm glad somebody's going to take care of it.
Right.
Chief, so in this budget, were you able to help your employees, or did you get to add a new position or anything?
We did. We added a new position. We actually had a part-time officer, and the council and the mayor, they were gracious enough to move that to a full-time position.
Good.
So we're doing really good in the police department. And we also got a grant where we bought a new patrol car.
Good.
So everything's going really good. We've got a great city. And, tonight is prom night.
Sure.
For UHS.
Sure.
And the Monarch. If people has not been to Baxter and looked and see what Kelly and John Fitzpatrick has done to that building, you're in for a treat.
Yeah, they've done a lot of good work there, and it's completely remade that. But they preserved so much of that building, and I think it's great. So anytime you got people like that, especially from Baxter, that's invested already, that's being invested more, I think it's awesome. Closing out for segment one, we come back, talk a little bit more about the budget and alderman, or actually council race. I say alderman. I'm not used to saying council, but they got a couple council seats on the ballot. We'll talk about some other things going on in the city when I return with Mayor John Martin and Police Chief Danny Holmes from Baxter. Welcome back to Trending. This is Ben Rogers. I'm visiting with Baxter Mayor John Martin and Police Chief Danny Holmes. Again, my hometown, two of my favorite people in the world, doing great things. And Mayor, we didn't mention this, but I've had y'all on before, but you were mayor long ago. You ran a few years ago, got elected, and you're still mayor, and you've done a lot of great things. And of course, one of your best decisions was hiring no chief here to run the law enforcement. So everything really, I mean, if you'd have told me Baxter was where it's at now, you know, when I graduated high school or when I graduated from Tennessee Tech, I'd have told you you're crazy, but it's just wonderful because it's grown so much, but the small town Phil is still there. So anyway, I'll quit bragging on Baxter, but I love that. I love that place.
When did you graduate? 2 or 3 years ago?
two or 3 years ago. Yeah. I just turned 40, Chief. It's been hard on me. Talking about a little bit more about the budget. Of course, we talk about the last few weeks I've had counties on. We talk about the state grant money the governor's given out. Of course, Baxter's getting some grant money. How much grant money do you foresee coming, Mayor?
It's approximately $63,000, and we've got it really earmarked for two projects. Our fire chief came to us and says, we've got to have a new heart monitor. The one we have now is running out of certification. So that monitor is $30,000. So we're going to apply the $30,000 to that, and we're going to take the remainder. I know Fast Lane, where the truck stops at, going to Napa, there's a section there that is really in dire need of repairing. So we're going to take the remainder of that and do some paving out there.
That's good. So you're actually putting the money towards useful things. I know some counties and cities are trying to just put it back in their fund balance so they have some money to operate on. But luckily, we're not in that position where we need to do that. So we're going to make the most of it. And I think that's good. Speaking of fire, of course, you know, we have the fire department, but the emergency station we have, which is, I never thought we'd have something like that over there by the ball fields, but you know, we've got an ambulance there full time. We've got fire. We got somebody from fire. And of course, we got the police department. So just to let people know, if you're interested in moving to Baxter, you are going to be safe. We're not waiting 30 minutes for an ambulance to get there or whatever. So it's, I think it's been great what the county's been able to do with that too as well. There's other things good going on around the city. Of course, a couple of years ago, there was a gentleman or a group that bought some land across from the dollar store. And they were going to do some things. Well, now that's coming to fruition.
Right.
Can you talk about that?
Well, they're already clearing the land on this property. There's probably 30, I think it's somewhere around 36 acres that they're developing. They've already got track hoes and they're clearing the land now. There's going to be 85 homes that's going to be built there. There's going to be 13 acres that's directly across the store from, across the street from the dollar store, and that's going to be all commercial. So we're looking forward to that, and with the hopes of 85 homes and the possibility, we've got five other projects that we're looking at as far as housing for Baxter. It'll really be good, possibly to get a grocery store. That's one thing that we're really hoping to get, and we feel like with the rooftops that we're going to have in Baxter, I think in not many years in the future, we'll double the population of Baxter.
Wow, that's amazing to hear. But that takes work, you know, and it takes people wanting to invest. It takes officials, public servants like you guys being willing to listen and seeing that vision to go forward. And if you'd have told me that, again, years ago, I wouldn't believe it. Something else by the dollar store that's just happened is the new pharmacy.
Right.
Of course,
great.
Opened up by a local lady. And actually, I went to school with her, went and graduated with her brother. But it's Lana. I know her, Lana Huddleston, but I believe it's Lana Huddleston, sure. Jared. And of course, Jeff's her brother, graduated high school with him. I think that's great.
Yeah, that's great.
That gives, you know, people some options and some more convenience on that side of town. And, is there anything else going in that building right now that she's in?
No, they've got, two other tenants that's looking at it now.
Okay.
I talked to the owners, but the thing about the pharmacy, I think it's great, but, I think there's, plenty of business for two pharmacies in Baxter.
Sure.
And we don't want anything to happen to the one that we have.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, they've got a good business there.
Sure.
But there's enough business for two.
Yeah, I drive by Nunley's all the time, and
right.
There's people there. So I think that'll be okay. So we got new homes coming, which builds up the tax base, which provides more money, which in turn, hopefully, the city can use to provide more services. A lot of good things going on. The people that decide on those services are obviously the council. And the council actually has a couple of seats on the ballot this year. How many council seats are going to be on the ballot next month?
Well, you can elect two. There's okay. Two that's to be elected. There's three individuals that's running for those two seats.
So two seats are going to be on the ballot. Three people total are running.
That's correct.
And so and I'm glad you mentioned that, because there's not like a ward area of the city, like running for Ward 1 or running for – I don't even know where I was at the other day. I was driving through the city, and you would see signs that said running for so-and-so, running Ward 1 of city, whatever. It's pretty much all-inclusive for the whole city. They're running for those spots, and 20 people can run for two spots, correct?
Correct. That's correct.
So you got that in August, Election Day. You'll have, if you live in Baxter, you'll be able to vote for two of three people on the ballot. So that's coming up. And there's only five people on the council?
Four.
So you don't count. You count yourself as mayor?
No.
Mayor and full council. You can vote, though.
I can vote.
Yeah.
And I there's.
That's why I say five.
I can veto.
I count you, but technically you're the mayor, not the council.
Well, I'm lucky. I'm not have no opposition this year.
Well, that's true.
So that's
we need to mention
good.
That. That's right, because that's it would, you're on the ballot as well. But,
and I want everyone's vote.
Well. I'm sure you'll be fine. You'll get that. So don't forget to go out and vote for the mayor, because he's unopposed. So I can say that. I'm not being biased here. Chief, everything, it's been quiet. And of course, you're doing a great job. You finally upgraded. How long did you have that old vehicle? I'm going to brag on you because I love your new vehicle. And it's well deserved. You finally got one. How long did you drive the other one?
7 years.
Seven years.
It was 2013, and it was actually, we won that vehicle, if you'll remember.
That's right. You did. But I don't know of any chief of police or sheriff that drives a vehicle longer than 3 years, and you drove it for seven.
We did.
Have y'all kept it?
We did. We actually passed it down to one of my lieutenants.
Okay, so it's still going to be around.
Sure is.
But it's not going to be no chief in it. It's going to be somebody else.
That's right. Don't wave at the black vehicle thinking it's Danny.
Well, congratulations, because if anybody deserves it, you do. Like I said, I don't see many counties or cities turning over a vehicle that waiting that long to turn one over. So you're just using, you know, you're trying to help the city out, and I know you didn't ask for it, but congratulations on that. Other things going on in the city that I'm personally proud of, And y'all just put it on, actually Parks and Rec just announced it on Facebook, I think last week, is the amphitheater.
Right.
The amphitheater is located beside Baxter City Park and between the softball field and City Park, which y'all working on City, but it's actually upgraded City Park as well. Tell me about the amphitheater, Mayor.
Well, the amphitheater, we got a $75,000 grant from the state, tourism grant. But the amphitheater is completed now. Really, we're going to have something like three parks there. We've got the Baxter Seminary Park. We'll have the amphitheater park and the city park. And we're going to have a commemorative park also that's going to be built there. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to commemorate the five young people that got killed in the tornado. And that's in the planning stage now.
And of course, I was going to ask about the Baxter Seminary Park. They're working on it, and they have been for a while. And I've been asked, you know, when you drive by, you have the new sidewalk, and you have the concrete coming out. There are circles. What are they doing there in the circles?
The circles are, we're going to have three benches there and a lamppost, and all of those benches have already been donated enough to fill all the circles and the lamppost. And there's going to be history. We're going to have plaques there that's going to tell everything about, in each circle, about everything, the buildings and everything that went on with Baxter Seminary in the day. And it's really going to be nice. All we like is just going to start setting the benches and lamppost. But directly across the street, we have sidewalks that joins that going to our amphitheater park. And it's a sidewalk that runs all the way to that. So we're also applying for a $1.5 million grant through Blue Cross and Blue Shield, hopefully to get a make a farmer's market there.
Oh, wow.
Splash pad, a lot of other good things that we're going to be doing there. And we were in the running last year, and they even told us to be sure and reapply because
sure.
we had a strong grant then, or application. So we're just, we've got our fingers crossed.
Who helps you on applying for grants? Who do y'all use? Do you do all of it? Or do you have somebody that kind of helps you? Because applying for grants is kind of tricky. There's so much you got to do, but who do you use?
Upcoming Development.
Okay. Upcoming Development District. They help a lot of cities
and
counties.
They do a great job.
They do, yeah, they do a great job. So you're in a running for a grant, man, that'd be splash pad back. Chief, I don't want to see you out there in that splash pad now. That'd be great. The seminary park, I can't wait for that because it's, so much history there. And then the amphitheater. So obviously we're in a different time with COVID, but if we get back to normal, you obviously want to have people there sing and perform music. Mm-hmm. Is it something people can rent out and use for a party or a get-together, a family reunion or anything like that?
We're planning on doing that.
Okay.
We're going to rent it. I know there'll be weddings that want to take
sure.
place there. We had a promoter that came out of Nashville before the COVID. We'd already met with him, and she was already working on getting someone lined up for this summer because we would have had it finished by then. And but as soon as all this is over, it will probably be spring now, you know, waiting to make sure everything's safe. But we're going to start having some really nice concerts there also. But we're going to rent it for different events. But it's beautiful lit up.
Right.
It's a beautiful amphitheater.
Yeah, it is nice. Y'all done a good job. Parks and Rec's done a great job. We're concluding segment two. We'll come back with segment three and continue to be joined by the Mayor John Martin, Chief Police Danny Holmes of the City of Baxter. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Trending. This has been Rogers. I continue to visit with John Martin, the Mayor of Baxter, and the Police Chief, Danny Holmes. We finished talking about some good things going on and some changes we've had. We talked off air, and I wanted to make sure we brought it up because it's sad for us in a way, but it's good for them. In Baxter, we value our schools. We have four schools now, which still blows my mind too, but we value our schools. Y'all are very involved with being involved with the schools. Always there doing stuff, and we value our people. Upperman High School has found two new assistant principals because Mr. Greg Wilson, the former athletic director and assistant principal, took the White County High School principal job. We're going to miss him. Chief, you and him are close.
Absolutely.
Great guy, did a great job. And then Miss Rhonda Mahan, who's my neighbor, who lives just across the ridge from me. She's going to be the principal at Cane Creek Elementary, and congratulations to both of them. Very well-deserved promotions for them. It's great people, but there will be a small void, and I know Billy's done a good job hiring, or Mr. Stepp, I should say, at the high school. The principal has done a good job hiring those replacements. We got a, actually, Baxter Primary's got a full-time assistant principal now, whereas before Baxter Primary and Cornerstone were splitting assistant principal, so they got a new one there. Our schools are important. Our kids are important. I don't want to get into the politics of what's going on with the schools, because none of us have a say in that. That's school board stuff. And I actually, that's a preference. I'm actually having some school board members on next week for next week's show to talk about everything that's going on and get an update. But just wanted to update there. We're going to miss those folks that were in education at the schools, and wish them best of luck. Mayor, We've already talked about some good things happening. A lot of good things are going on in Baxter. Some people have asked about Portobello, a huge announcement a couple of years ago now about this company from Brazil coming to Baxter and investing $150 million. Can you update us on Portobello?
Oh, I had a meeting with Portobello Monday. I know a lot of people are wondering what's going on with Portobello, but they're still doing some environmental issues, but I think a lot of the problem is worldwide. I know Brazil was really hit with the COVID. I think they were right under the United States as far as cases, and it has to have an impact. But I want to let everyone know, Portobello says everything is fine. Their business is doing great in the United States, and they're wanting to get started as quick as they can. What they're going to do to start with, they're going to do the headquarters building and the warehouse building. After that, they will start the plant. They will hire 140 people to start with. And then at full build out, they will hire up to 225 people. But just want to let everyone know that Portobello is still on. We're working with a state. The state is going to build a $4.2 million Dollar Road from Baxter Road, going to make a third lane on Baxter Road and do that. And we have also applied for ARC and EDA grants for water and sewer to the plant. That's still going on.
Sure.
We feel really good about both of those. But all I can tell people that Portobello assures me that everything is fine and we're going to build the building. So we've also got another plant on Ward Mill Road, which is a marble granite company that is going to employ up to 40 people. That's 40 people. It's an asset to us. It's a great company.
Yep.
They've already got the building built. They're moving the equipment in the building now.
Well, that's good news. I mean, of course, Portobello is huge, and things happen. Nobody could predict COVID, but things happen, and we know they're coming. We know they're invested in our community, so that's something to be excited about. And then you got another one coming. In y'all's opinion, of course, y'all been in Baxter. You were in Michigan for a while as a child, right, Chief?
Yes.
And you've been in Baxter your whole
yes.
time, Mayor?
Oh, my life.
What is it now that y'all see, and we didn't even talk about this, but why do people – want to come to Baxter? I mean, what is it you think is, because I know what I think. When I'm out and about across the state or even outside the state, somebody will say, where are you from? Well, I'd say Baxter. Of course, nobody knows where that's at. They don't know. They might know Cookeville, but I say Baxter. What is it about Baxter that's attracting all this these good things coming?
You know, Ben, it's the people.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people. It's, you know, we've got a guy that moved here from New York. He loves our town. He's always complimenting the police and the mayor. And, you know, we know him. He knows us by first name. You don't know that up in New York.
Right.
And it's just, Baxter is, and I say it all the time, it's as close to a Mayberry as you can get.
Right.
And I truly mean that. The crime, we don't have a lot of crime.
Right.
And I hope we never have a lot of crime.
Me too.
We've got some of the best police officers, fire department, city workers. We all work together as a family. And you know, if you want to move to Baxter and you want to come in the chief of police office or the mayor's office, you walk in.
Right.
You don't need an appointment.
Right.
You don't have to go through a secretary.
Right.
You don't have to wait 2 or 3 weeks to see somebody. You see them right then.
Sure.
And it's just, you know what? It's home. It's like you said. It's our home, yeah. And I don't want to ever go anywhere else.
Yeah. My wife and I entertained 6 of her friends from her hometown in Lawrenceburg this past weekend, and they love it too. You know, and they love coming to visit. We're out there and nobody bothers us and just hang out. Mayor, do you always want it to be that way where somebody can just walk in and see and you don't ever feel like you've got to have somebody making appointments for you? I know you're pretty laid back. Do you always want it to be that way?
It will always be that way as long as I'm mayor. I'm there virtually every day, you know.
You are, because when I drive by, your car's at City Hall. And you're not a full-time mayor.
Right.
but you act like it.
But what really, you know, as far as Baxter, is our schools.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 4 of the best schools in the world. All the people that's wanting to buy homes, townhomes, everything in Baxter, our park means an awful lot. That's one reason that we're building these parks. Because people want to take their children to play, like the amphitheater, it's going to be used, and we've just got a lot of good things that's going on in Baxter. That, and I think a lot of people see that. That's why they're wanting to come to Baxter.
Sure, and we draw people here based on our festivals, and we probably need to mention the festivals that we always have. But my boss, he's retired now, but a couple of years ago, took the train from Nashville, and he called me and said, "Hey, Saturday we're coming down on the train to Baxter." And I said, "Oh, you're coming to the Harvest Festival?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "You know, what do we need to do when you get there?" I said, "Get out and enjoy it. I mean, you got vendors lined up everywhere. You have food everywhere. Music going on. The depot, and I don't think we talk enough about the depot. Depot's great.
It is wonderful.
I mean, and everything inside, all the people that's worked on what's going on inside, the history there. And then you have the pavilion outside, which is fairly new, where people there, we've had music, we've had, picnics, we had, then of course at Christmas time, y'all decorate it real nice. But that's a big part right in the city, right in the middle, right across from City Hall. That's a big part of the city as well. And so the depot probably don't get enough attention, but it's wonderful. But the festivals, Harvest Festival always happens in October. I think we actually voted to change the date this year, because last year was interesting. Last year, my wife and I set up our tent, and within 5 minutes, it was basically gone. The wind picked it up, and I did not have time to anchor it down. I was trying, and I had one corner, and next thing you know, it flipped up the other, and it just split it. It just split it in half. So I think the committee voted to move it up.
Right.
But you got some news for us there.
Well, we will not have a fall festival. The reason it's not because of the vendors, we had so many vendors and everything really went well. It's the train. The tracks are not good enough to bring the train to Baxter. They've already told us there will not be a train, and I don't know if there'll ever be another train. What I've heard, they said it'd take $14 million to repair the track to run the train, and I don't think they're going to invest that kind of money. But I know the chief and our families rode the train last year, and we was on that train for over 4 hours from Nashville.
Wow.
And because they had a speed limit, and I think even if they decide to bring the train, it would be detrimental anyway, because all the people on the train it was a long ride.
Yeah.
So this year we will not have a festival. Maybe next year something else will happen. But
sure.
we'll be working on something.
Right. Well, and of course, that's not the only festival that's being canceled. I saw yesterday where Fall Fun Fest in Cookeville is going to be postponed or canceled this year. The Wine on the West Side, which is cityscape, again, has a lot to do with that, the Fall Fun Festival. That's also going to be canceled for this year. So it's just like everything we enjoy doing is just not happening. And you don't want to cry or whine, but it is frustrating. And we always enjoy the Harvest Festival because it's in our hometown. There's a lot of people that show up, a lot of people that don't ever get to come to Baxter, and they thrive there and love it. And we get to show off everything we've done there. And now that, hopefully next year we can do something different and it'll come back. So, there's any other car shows, are all those, I mean, those are canceled too, right?
No, we have a cruising Saturday at the park.
Okay. So tomorrow there's going to be, so that is on cruising at the park. That's good. Yeah. At City Park, right? Right. Anything going on around the depot, coming up that you know of?
No.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Well, we're closing out a third segment. I got one more segment to go today. I've been visiting with Mayor John Martin and Chief Danny Holmes from Baxter. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to our last segment of Trending. This has been Rogers. I've had a great time with Mayor John Martin and Chief Danny Holmes from the city of Baxter. We were left last segment talking about the festivals that of course, this has been affected everywhere, every city and county. The fair is canceled in Putnam County, and can't remember the last time we hadn't had a county fair. The Harvest Festival in the city of Baxter has been canceled. It's always held in October. But one of the reasons it's been canceled, and the mayor just mentioned, is because of the train, and the tracks are not feasible to get the speed up to get people there because it's a long trip now. And there's got to be a big investment by the company that owns the tracks to make it work. And right now, Mayor, you just said you don't know if it's going to happen. It's not looking good. That's unfortunate. We've talked about a lot of good things going on, but that's unfortunate for our winery and stuff because the train comes there as well. And that was something like Chief, you said off air. That's like, you hear that train whistle, you want to get out and see the train coming through Baxter. The sand train is going to continue to come because they don't have to get up to a certain speed. It's going to be slow anyway, but hopefully that'll get worked out maybe next year and the Harvest Festival will be back and we'll figure something out. And of course, there's a great committee on the Harvest Festival. They're so innovative. They do a lot of good things for Baxter and they work hard. So we'll figure that out as well. We mentioned the fair being canceled for this year in August, or actually start into July to August. That again, hopefully next year will be back. One other thing we haven't mentioned, is that something in Baxter that's been discussed for I don't know how long, and you can tell me, Mayor, the red light at Highway 56 and Highway 70. How long have they been talking about doing a red light there?
Well, I know, Jeff Wilhite, the previous mayor, worked on that before I was elected, but the month after I was elected, I started, writing and talking to TDOT about this. But it's finally getting ready to happen. I've got a PIN number with the project. It's supposed to be let in January, and we're hoping by spring that they'll start construction on it. I know we're across from the dollar store, they're going to do a third lane there, turning lanes and all, so it'll be upgraded, probably be some more lanes coming 56 and down 70. But the L-arm lights, they're the good lights.
Sure.
When they first started talking about it, said, we're going to put the swing lights. I said, no. There was about 20 TDOT people out there, and I said, no. I said, we're out there all the time. We're houseboats go through. Matter of fact, we replaced one today. So while we were there talking, they said, what all do you want? So we told them exactly what we needed. They agreed to all of it that day. So it's going to come to reality the first of next year. We'll
Good.
Have our signals there.
Good. Well, that's going to be different for me because I've been driving this road for 40 years. Well, not 40. I'm 24 years now, but that's good. It's going to – I mean, and, Chief, do you see a lot of accidents there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know, when you talk about Upperman High School and Upperman Middle and Highway 70, I think we got like 7,000 cars going through there.
Sure.
And it's just a very dangerous intersection. I know that I've almost been in the city of Baxter 10 years.
Right.
It will be 10 years in September. I've been working on this for 10 years.
Yeah.
And it just, they tell you the wheels turn slow. They've turned really slow on this project.
Well, is there a need, and I don't want to jump ahead, has there been a need or discussion for a red light at Highway 56 and Buffalo Valley Road? Or is it just not, the traffic's just not as much, I guess?
No. When we did a corridor study that was mentioned by TDOT, they know that there's going to have to be something there. They don't know as far as redoing that crossroads. They know that they're going to spend money on the ramps and all coming off of the interstate because, like, Fiesta's going to be there, and there's going to be other lots that's already bought there. So there's going to be some quite a bit of upgrades. The corridor study that we had was really, really good, and a lot of good ideas, and it's all on paper. They know we can go back and say, here's what we need. And they agree. They know what's getting ready to happen to Baxter. And they even said that. So I think there'll be more upgrading on 56 also.
Good. And one thing we haven't mentioned either is the partnership the city and the county have with each other and finally getting Elmoretown Bridge done.
That's right.
Of course, Chief, that was years in the working too. And when you and I first got elected in 2014, that's one of the first things. I remember this order, and I'll be brief, but I remember the needs that I got hit up when I was running for commission. The senior citizens were wearing us out, and they should have. I mean, they deserve somewhere to go. That's been taken care of. Of course, more room or better access for a library. That's been taken care of. Elmoretown Bridge. was like third on the list. And that's been taken care of. So
let me tell you something, Ben. That's a great bridge now.
It is.
I'm glad that we finally could work with the county and get that fixed.
Sure.
And I'll tell you something. I was telling the mayor this morning, if you've ever been down Coon Hunt Road, remember how you crossed the creek?
Yep.
Don't have to do that no more.
I did not know that.
I know you did.
Yep.
And my son's the one that told me about it. But it's a bridge.
So they got a bridge there on Coon Hunt Road.
There's a bridge there. It's great. And, you know, just a lot of the – you know, I'm so impressed how the city and the county works together.
It is, yeah.
And, you know, the county commission, you know, we're both members of it. And, you know, 24 people, we all don't agree on everything.
No.
But we always come together – on something that is good.
Yep.
And that makes me happy.
And I think I agree, because our commission wants to do the good thing, wants to do the right thing. I think the council in Baxter, the council in Cookeville, moderating all good. I think we all have the same vision for this county and the cities inside. And that's why people are coming here. I think that's why our sales tax is still up. I think that's why we're not hurting too bad on the economy, and you still see people living life and trying to get out and do things and buy stuff and be safe. It all takes a team effort. So, of course, you have the chamber you probably talk with, what, every week, Mayor? Mm-hmm. And so they're there and got new leadership there, and I think it's going to be great too. So, gentlemen, thank y'all for being here. Y'all been wonderful always. Of course, I hope Randy's not listening, but my favorite mayor's here, cause he's the Baxter mayor. and my favorite police chief's here because my favorite commissioner as well is Danny Holmes. So y'all been great. I just want to remind everybody, be kind out there. We're still in a tough time. And I know I say this every week, but it's just one of those things where everybody's on edge with things going on, especially COVID. If we're nice to each other and we treat each other kindly, we probably won't have to worry about it as much. So just love one another. Be nice to your public officials, your chief of police. Wave at them, say hi to them, but just love on each other if you can and treat each other right. This has been Rogers. I've had Mayor John Martin from Baxter and the chief of police from Baxter with me, Danny Holmes. And we'll see you next week with the school board of Putnam County. We'll see you then.